You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Swung a barge to left field deep. Fan going back, looking up. He will watch it fly. And a miraculous comeback by the A's in the ninth is capped by Matt Chapman's three-run home run. And the A's have won the game. And the final is 5-4.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. After a very, and I mean very tough loss by the Oakland Athletics as they lose to the Houston Astros 4-3. Chris Towns and Ken Korak with you. And Bob Melvin is actually speaking to the media as we speak, Ken. And we're hearing it's hamstring for Pender. Not good. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, it was pretty clear watching him hit the bag and then reach for his hamstring and just trying to limp. And, you know, just one of those things where you hate to offer a diagnosis while you're, you know, calling the game, but it really looked like that was the case. It just did not look good at all. And nowadays, you have to get somebody in there for tomorrow, Chris. And it's not that easy because, and we don't know what Chapman's status will be for the game, Chris, tomorrow. It's an early game. You know, 11-10 out here on the West Coast, but they're going to have to get somebody in there, maybe just to play third base for a day tomorrow.
No doubt.
At least until Matt gets healthy, you're going to have somebody, you know, while Pender is on the IL, it looks almost a certainty like that's going to happen. So the call, and I don't think Vegas is playing today. I think they're off. But I'm sure the call has already been made down to the A's AAA club.
Yeah, I mean, tough thing for Olson, getting the flu, going to the hospital, having the IV. Probably he'll have
multiple.
Chapman. Yeah, and multiple IVs, and hopefully, you know, these kids are strong, and hopefully tomorrow he'll be ready to go. Cross your fingers.
Right, because they don't have that many options. I guess you could play Jed over there tomorrow. I mean, that would be the most likely thing that you would do, if they get an infielder there in time for the game tomorrow. But you could play Lowry at third. You could play Tony Kemp at second base tomorrow.
No doubt about it.
Jed's played plenty of third.
Yeah, let's go over the highlights from today's action as Matt Olson, the all-star, went into the second deck.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to Matt now, and that swung on and drilled to right. Way back, Tucker in the corner. He'll turn and watch it fly. And the A's take a 1-0 lead. A tremendous shot to right by Matt Olson. And that's his 21st home run, and the A's have the early lead. 1-0 A's in the first.
It's going to be interesting to watch him in Home Run Derby.
Well, especially because of the array of stars and all the left-hander hitters now, kind of the late entries. Chris, you've got Joey Gallo and Juan Soto announcing today. They're going to go in there. You've got Ohtani. So, yeah, that's going to be a great competition, I think.
And you know where I want to be sitting? I want to be sitting in that second deck in right field because they're going to pepper that.
Well, my wife and kid are going to be there, so maybe they'll be up there Monday night.
Jose Altuve now has a 13-game hitting streak against the A's. He is just killing the green and gold this year.
The 3-1 pitch. Fastball. That is hit high and deep to left, and it is 3-1 Houston. Jose Altuve clocks his 19th of the year. He brings home Toro and Straw, so the bottom third of the lineup gets on base. It begins with an E5, and the Astros, as good as they are, they just step right on your throat and make you pay for it. And it's 3-1 Astros.
Altuve came into this game today against the A's hitting .396. And 2 home runs, 7 RBIs. We'll now make that 3 home runs and 10 RBIs and well over 1,000 OPS, Ken, against the A's in 2021.
And that ballpark was built for him, right, with the Crawford boxes. And here's Altuve with 19 home runs for the year.
That's amazing. I mean, wasn't the best year for him last year, and it wasn't for a lot of players, but, man, he has really turned it around. And how about Elvis? We're always wondering, was he going to have a little pop left? He'd go deep.
Top half of the sixth, he is down by two. The pitch to Elvis is a fastball. It's drilled to left in the corner. If it's fair, it's gone, and Elvis has hit it out. And now it's a 3-2 ball game. Just drilled off the back wall beyond the Crawford boxes and left about 30 feet fair. Astros 3, A's 2. Number 2 for Elvis.
And Matt Olson would score on a wild pitch, so we would be all tied. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, a fastball right down Broadway at 91. Not a good place to live.
Manaea's 88th pitch, and that is clubbed into the right center field, and that's a different story. That one is gone. Kyle Tucker's 14th home run of the year, and the Astros are back in front 4-3.
And that would be your final. And, Ken, one thing I want to ask you about, quite a few runners have been thrown out at home plate recently. I think there's been a lot of great throws. What do you think of that?
I was surprised by the send tonight. I was not surprised by any of the sends at the Coliseum over the weekend and the games against the Red Sox. I was a little surprised by the send because, you know, after Andrus had hit the home run and then Olson, like you said, had scored on the wild pitch, they just had second and third with nobody out and Murphy up. I think maybe it might be a little different with one out there. But, you know, it was a close play at the plate. I have great faith in Kotze. I think he really knows what he's doing over there. So when you're the third base coach, nobody talks about you unless it's a situation like this where we're wondering if it was the right move or not. But I was surprised by the send in that situation in the sixth, Chris.
Yeah, I think people don't realize how short those Crawford boxes are, so that means how much the left fielder is playing up. Even if you don't have a great arm, you just need to have an accurate arm.
The only thing we were wondering, and Vince had brought it up, was maybe the home plate collision rule might have been a factor there if the A's had challenged it. They didn't challenge it, and I'm sure they looked at it, but Maldonado was set up before he had the ball. And so we've seen plays like that challenged before, and the A's opted not to do it.
And that's a no-no. No more Mike Socia. The Mike
Socia
rule.
Exactly. But they must have, you know, the A's must have looked at that and said, well, you know, we're not going to win the challenge if we challenge it.
Well, we got to get up early tomorrow, Ken, to finish this thing off.
Well, you're used to that. You're used to those 7:30 tea times, so it's no big deal for you tomorrow.
That actually is an excellent point. I've been getting up early, so I will be ready to rock and get you going for some A's baseball tomorrow. I just can't deal with a 3-game sweep.
Neither can the A's, because now you're down 5.5, man. And you know, Manaea again, Chris.
Yeah.
And pitching with the slimmest of margins for error. He's done a great job, and he deserves a whole lot more than a 6-6 record at this point in the season.
Yeah, because the other numbers reflect how well he's been throwing the baseball. But the Astros right now, I mean, we can safely say, and you can end on this, they have had the A's number. They had it in the postseason last year, and they got it in 2021.
Well, the numbers don't lie. It's 9-3 in the season series now.
And they put up 80 runs against the A's so far this year.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
All no
righty,
question.
We will talk to you after the game tomorrow.
Sleep fast, Chris.
We will. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. I doubt anyone's going to be happy. I'm not happy. I guarantee you Melvin's not going to be happy. I can guarantee the players are not going to be happy. And I guarantee you are not going to be happy. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
And we're heading out to the phones. Let's go to Aaron in New Jersey. What's shaking, Aaron?
Hey, Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so before I talk about the A's inability to hit homers with guys on base, I just wanted to say from New Jersey, I listen to A's Cast all the time, and I know us A's fans are really lucky to have you. So just thanks for all your hard work. So
Hey,
I listen to you every day, so I appreciate everything you do.
I appreciate the kind words, and this is why we created A's Cast. We have created it for A's fans to finally have a true home.
Yep, exactly. It's great. So, yeah, back to the point about, you know, the A's inability to hit with guys on base. The last time the A's have hit a homer that wasn't a solo shot was back when Frank Swindell had his first homer, MLB homer, which was, I think, last Wednesday. And since then, we've had 3 one-run losses, and that number definitely could have been less if we were able to hit homers with guys on base. So, you know, I guess I don't really have a question, but I just wanted to see what your take on that was and, you know, why the A's have not been able to hit homers with guys on base recently.
Well, it's something that we keep track of with our show, A's Cast Live, just all the solo shots this year. The A's are kind of the king of the solo shot. You know, going into today, they had, 106 home runs. So add two more, that's 108 home. Unless Cody's updated this, which I don't. I'm just going to pretend Cody hasn't updated this. So that would be, I believe, 108 runs, and 73 of those are solo shots. So 108 home runs, 73 are solo shots. That is a lot. And so the one thing I would look at and to say, okay, why? Well, they don't hit. I mean, it's like I'm a broken record, but once again, I mean, you had three guys play tonight, and Seth Brown hitting a .189, Frank Swindell hitting a .188, and Sky Bolt hitting a .119 to go along with Chad Pinder hitting .216. Murph hitting .217, Piscotty hitting .216, Laureano hitting .238, Elvis has been playing great, but still he's at .234. I mean, they don't hit. I mean, if you look at one side of the box score and you look at the A's averages and OPSs, and then you go to the right side of the box score and you look at the batting average and the OPS of the Astros hitters, it's like they're like two completely different lineups.
Yeah, it's crazy how right now, you know, the guy with the highest average on their team is Ole, who last year was hitting right around the Mendoza line. So it's crazy how things have changed.
Yeah, and it's July, man. I mean, to have this many low batting averages in July, it's just I guess I'm not shocked. You know, I'm not shocked because that's not something they preach, but at some point, I mean, there's a reason why the Astros have put up 80 runs on you. Not everything they do has to be a home run. Even though they had two home runs today, but, you know, they can beat you. They're so dynamic, they can beat you in so many different ways.
Yeah, we saw that tonight. Well, thanks for taking my call, and I'll keep listening to A's Cast. So,
keep supporting.
Thanks for everything you and Cody do.
We appreciate it. From the bottom of Commander's heart, I can tell you, we appreciate it. You take care there in New Jersey. Let's go to Greg and Slow. Greg, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tony, oh, another rough one, man. It's just same song, different tune, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, this is miserable. I mean, the team you're trying to beat, the team that you were leading, they're beating you in so many different ways. They can blow you out. They can beat you in close games. It's just the A's. I mean, they've lost 9-12. 9-12 to the Astros.
Yeah, I think I saw also, and I could be mistaken, the A's have lost 6 series now in a row. I mean, I would argue right now this is worse than – this is something Shooty Babbitt touched on. right now is a worse stretch than how we started out at 0-7. If you really kind of judge that we're, you know, it ain't early anymore. I mean, we can't keep singing that song. It's July. So, you know, this is probably the roughest stretch of the season so far for the A's. And, you know, I kind of look back on, I've told you before, I'm a big Chicago Bulls fan. And when the Bulls won their first championship in 91, it was a gentleman's sweep over the Lakers. It was, you know, the Lakers won the first game and the A's won 4-0 after that. They interviewed Magic Johnson after the game in the press conference. And Magic, with that great, you know, awesome smile that he's got, kind of sat there and said, you know what? I can't even be mad anymore because, you know what? They're just better than us. And that's just the way it is. I mean, we could sit here and rant and rave and steam and trash can this and cheater that. Like Magic Johnson said, I can't be mad. They're just better than us. And that's just the facts. I mean, there's no other way to spin it. You know,
hey, not only were they better, they were a lot younger.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, you know, that was the thing. they were a little long. The Lakers were getting a little long in the tooth at that point. And here you got the Bulls with Scottie and Michael and all these guys, Horace Grant. They were far more athletic. And that's what – Father Time never loses, my man. Father Time never loses in sports.
Right. Well, I don't know how much younger the Astros are than the A's. I mean, I know the A's, you know, a lot of people like to think the A's are young. The A's really aren't that young.
No, like, not at all.
You know, they're not, you know, I know Ken Korak kind of talked about the window for the A's. And I think that's another thing that's really, you know, that's kind of in the back of my mind is, you know, the window's definitely not closing, you know, but the window's not wide open like everyone kind of thinks it is. You know, if you kind of look at contracts and what's going on with the A's and, you know, Canna coming up, and we got, you know, I know we got Ole and Chapman for another couple of years, but, you know, the window's not as wide open as everyone likes to think it is. And, you know, I just kind of look at a few things specifically just talking about the Astros. And, you know, remember when everyone thought, oh, well, the Astros can hit, but they really can't pitch. Well, guess what? The Astros got the second best ERA, team ERA in the American League. You know, the guy facing tomorrow, Lance McCullers, is 6-1 with a 2.9 ERA. So, you know, I think people need to kind of watch their mouth when they talk about, oh, well, you know, the media especially, the Astros can't pitch. You know, well, you know, how's that working out? The Astros can pitch. You know, everyone, including the media and some fans, well, how are the Astros going to do with the fans yelling at them and calling them cheaters and trash cans? And, you know, the fans are really going to get in the Astros' heads. How's that working out? You know,
not good.
The A's fans?
Not good.
That's not working out too good either. These guys are professional ball players. I don't think the Astros give a lick that the fans are yelling and calling them cheaters because, you know what? Look what they're doing on the field, brother.
Yeah, they're over it. Well, they got lucky last year. They were the only people that benefited from COVID was the Astros last year. That they only had to play 60 games. They didn't have to play in front of any fans. They didn't even have to be good to get into the postseason. I mean, everything went their way. And now this year, you know, it's a year later, things kind of change. And at the very beginning, everybody kind of freaked out on them. And then they started whooping everybody. And not, you know, not a whole lot to be said right now is there, you know, they're a juggernaut. And by the way, they've got Yordan Alvarez is 24. Kyle Tucker is 24. Straw's 26, but, like, you know, Altuve's not young anymore. He's 31. Gurriel's 37. Brantley's 34. Both their catchers, Maldonado and Castro, are 34. And then you got Greinke, 37. They got some young pitchers, like McCullers Jr. is 27. They got some – Valdez is 27. But they got some older guys. So they got a lot of veterans, too. They're just a stacked A. They're a stacked lineup. There's a reason why they've won all these games for all these years.
I just think it's funny, too. You look back and, you know, obviously I'm not going to by no means jump ship on Ramon Laureano, but when everyone said, oh, how could the Astros just give away Ramon Laureano? You think the Astros care about Ramon Laureano right now? I mean, Kyle Tucker's an afterthought on that team, and you stick that guy in the A's outfielder, and he's a star of the day. I mean, the guy's got 14 home runs. He plays a great center field. I mean, he hit the game-winning hit today. I mean, Ramon Laureano, I mean, thanks for giving him to us because that's practically what the Astros did. But it's not like the Astros really miss Ramon Laureano. I mean, he's hitting 238. I mean, that just tells you how deep they are and, you know, and how great of a club they are. I mean, it's just it's going to be wild card, bro. I know you got a bet with Bitter Bill. And
they just have to make the playoffs. They just have to make the playoffs.
I like where you're sitting. I like where you're sitting, and I know you're kind of thinking like, hey, the Mariners aren't out of it. You know what? Forget the Mariners. The Mariners ain't going to do nothing. But I can tell you this much. The A's aren't winning the division. It's the Astros division, brother. Point blank.
We still got a long way to go. A lot can happen. I'm going to hold on to that. Until you're mad. Hey, I lived 2012 when everybody said the A's had no chance, and they reeled the Rangers all the way back into the very last day. So until you're mathematically eliminated, you're still in it.
We get Nelson Cruz like you want, and maybe throw in Joey Gallo and about three pitchers, then maybe I'll revisit that. But again, all these people thinking we're going to go out and get all these guys, I just don't think it's going to be that easy. And then to kind of, you know, kick dirt on us, Trevor Rosenthal, I mean, what a dagger. What a dagger that is. I read that today, and, I mean, Chappie in the hospital, you know, Chad Pinder now. I mean, when it rains, it pours, brother. It pours.
Yeah, have a good night. Thanks for the phone call. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Yeah, Trevor Rosenthal. I feel bad for him. I mean, seems like a really good guy. Thought he was going to play a big role in this team. They gave him $11 million and probably will never throw a pitch for the organization. That's just sad. That really is sad. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, A's fans. Summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber. For all your building and remodeling needs.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When it's a warm day and your car's AC is blowing hot air, you need some relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and talk to our professional parts people about AC Pro refrigerant recharge kits for your vehicle. Buy now and you'll get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Keep cool this summer with AC Pro refrigerant at O'Reilly Auto Parts, in-store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
This is A's Clubhouse.
All right, let's go to Adam in Vegas. Adam, you are on the A's Clubhouse show.
Hey, Tony. Just had a nice little round today at LVCC. Ken's stomping ground, having a pretty good day, and was excited to watch the game tonight after that tough loss last night. And I think that this game was, you know, won and obviously lost in the top of the sixth inning, where we had bases loaded, nobody out, and we get a pass ball run, second and third. Murphy's up, and he hits that shallow fly ball. I really wish Kotze would have, you know, held up on Laureano taking off at home, because, like you said, the Crawford boxes, it's shallow out in left field. So accurate arm with Brantley, he's been there, done that, and tosses him out at the plate. It was just a momentum shifter, I think.
Well, yeah, you could talk about the fifth inning. You can talk about the sixth inning. You can talk about the seventh inning. So there were three straight innings where you had chances to score, and or you could have, I mean, you did score two in the sixth on the home run and the wild pitch, but as you just said, it could have been more. could have, but you could have got runs in the fifth, got runs in the sixth, got runs in the seventh, and this is a different ball game. But runs right now for this offense are really hard to come by.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they had plenty of chances, but with Elvis, you know, leading it off with that home run, you can really kind of feel the momentum shift a lot in that sixth inning towards Oakland. And for them to, you know, only come out with two runs after that inning, you know, it just kind of shifted right back to Houston. So, you know, in close ball games like that, it's all about momentum. But Manaea was strong on the mound, you know, for the most part. Obviously, long ball has just hurt us, you know, very, very bad recently. But he looked strong on the mound, gave us a, you know, quality start and a chance to win the game. And you know, we can't put it together at the plate. It really – really makes you want to go get Nelson Cruz, you know, Nelly Boomstick to plug in the middle of your lineup. He's been a little day-to-day, but I feel like he just be so rejuvenated career-wise coming back with Elvis and in a playoff race. But, you know, what can we give up? You know, sad to see Pinder go down at the end. I think he could have been trade bait maybe in a deal, but, you know, it seems like everybody's banged up, and this is the middle of the year where we just got to grind through these hot summer days in August and July and hopefully come out, you know, still only four or five games back from Houston like we are right now and make a run at it, you know.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the phone call. You just don't want to go into the break with your tail between your legs. Let's go to Pete in Houston. Pete, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Downey, how you doing?
I'm hanging.
Yeah, well, so are we. You know, we've been following the A's around for quite some time, from spring training all the way through Arizona and then over to Colorado, and here we are in Houston now.
Are you from the Bay Area?
Well, we're from Central Coast, California. I remember hearing you and the commander one time talking about coming through the Salinas Valley and from spring training, and that's where we live. You know, and we trek on out to Oakland. It's about 2.5 hours to get there. But here we are in Houston now, visiting some relatives, and went out to the game tonight, and it's just a sad deal.
How is that ballpark?
You know, it's okay. My wife and I were talking about, you know, where we've been, and we went to the Arizona Diamondbacks Stadium. We went to Colorado. We've come here, and then, of course, we've been on to Anaheim and Oakland and a couple of others. But so far, Colorado. So you go around and think, you know, well, God darn, you know, how come we can't have a stadium, you know, something like this, you know, where you've got the lively neighborhood around the stadium and somewhere to go afterwards and so forth? It's just a sad deal that we can't get one in Oakland.
Yeah, but, and hopefully, and thank you for the phone call. Enjoy your trip. Hopefully, there's a lot of noise in the background there. Hopefully, we are going to get a new stadium. Hopefully. Coach. You're now on the A's Clubhouse Show.
County, I'm on the A's Clubhouse. No one's in a good mood, are they?
Nobody. Nobody is ever in a good mood. When we lose, it's miserable.
Well, here's what I'm seeing, and I just keep hoping it's going to happen, but I just don't see any real leadership on this team, last year's team, not really the year before, as far as stepping up when you really need someone to step up and win the game. So we had those tough series. We just had the series with the Yankees, Giants, Red Sox. Nine close games. And we won three of them. And we were in every single game. And if, you know, someone had a big hit, you know, we could have won more. You know, and no one's coming through with the big hit. You know, today, you know, no one likes – they tried to hit the fly ball with the guy. I mean, Murphy's trying to hit the fly ball. You know, he's not flailing at the curveball with the guy on third. He actually is trying to hit it. But no one's – I mean, whatever the fundamentals are, I mean, you block yourself off, you try to hit the ball to center field. We just don't seem to get it done. And no one really steps up and does it. You know, pitching – I mean, have we ever had the guy to go out there and just going to win 1-0? You know, it's like, hey, I'm winning this game 1-0. I know we're in a terrible situation. You know, Manaea pitched really great, but, Pinder makes the error. Did we pick him up? No. We threw a fastball right down the middle to Altuve. What do you think Altuve is going to do with the fastball right down the middle? Exactly what he did with it.
Well, I would say this. I think there is something to that. The cheating scandal, the A's turned him in. They know it. They were in Oakland. They got hammered by our fan. I just think these two franchises, they still really don't like each other. But right now, the A's don't have the firepower to compete with them.
Yeah, I mean, they could use more talent, but if they played a little better, you know, the A's could have won. They could have easily won six of those nine games with just playing a little bit better. I mean, scoring one run against the Yankees and scoring zero against Boston, you know, just someone just stepping up and doing a little bit more. And, you know, we love Chris Bassett, but what the heck was that yesterday? I mean, he started out, he was striking people out, even though he said he didn't have his stuff. He was going sidearm. But just finish it out. I'll go back to, because I'm an old timer. Like, the A's never won playoff series in the Bean era until they brought in Frank Thomas. You know, he kind of like, hey, let's go win these games. We can do it. And he had the leadership. You go back for, I won't go back to the championship teams, but like when you brought in Dave Stewart, I mean, that guy had been released, you know, when the A's picked him up. They didn't trade for him or anything. Anyone could have picked him up. And he just like willed himself into like beating Clemens 1-0. And like, Stu would have won that game today. And he's not more talented than the current starters. He's very talented, but he's not more. He's just mentally tougher. We really need the leadership. So what I'm thinking about, because last night you were saying they might get Kimbrel. I said, well, if you're going to get Kimbrel, you might as well pick up Chris Bryant while you're there. You know, but maybe they really need someone for a couple of years, you know, because there's still a couple of years in this team before they have to start selling off. So I don't know who that would be, though.
Well, thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. Hey, just looking at, they haven't won a series since the Angels, June 14th, 15th, and 16th, because they lost to the Yankees, split with the Rangers, lost to the Giants, lost to the Rangers, lost to the Red Sox, and now have lost to the Houston Astros. It is what it is. Anne Marie, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Chani, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I got a few questions for you. So my first one is, how the heck did the Orioles beat Houston of late? I can see them winning one. But, wow, what happened?
Yeah, you know what? I'll go back and check because, yeah, the way the Astros have won 27 of 36, that's a great question. How the hell did the Orioles beat these guys three times on the road? How's that possible?
I'm just very puzzled by that. Please research that, and then I'll listen – for you next time.
Yeah, we'll look into that because that seems like a mystery. But you know what it is, Anne-Marie? You always have to remember, the other guys get paid too. No matter what their record are, these are all the most talented baseball players in the world.
That is true. Now, speaking of the Orioles, before I get into my story, I just wanted to verify something. Did I hear correctly that you used to pitch?
In college.
Okay. This is a good question for you. First of all, let's revisit a really great memory. 2014 at the Coliseum. This is when Donaldson and Cespedes were still on the team, and this is when Manny Machado had that incident with Donaldson. I don't think that was at the Coliseum, but
no, that was at Camden Yards.
That was at Camden, but they came into town and it was during, like, right after that, and so the crowd was ready to give it to Machado. There were the most hilarious signs in the stands. baby rattles. Every time Manny Machado came up, all that stuff was going on. It was quite entertaining. But the A's are behind. It's the ninth inning. A's are up, bottom of the ninth. Cespedes gets on board. Brandon Moss gets on board. And next up is Josh Donaldson. And if he can hit a homer, then we win. And he hits a homer. It was so much fun. It great glee for that game. Do you remember that game?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've done a lot of games before and a lot of game sets. So many of these years and games start to run together after a while.
Oh, no, no doubt. But this one in particular, though, because of Manny Machado and the one of the cameramen just zoomed in on Manny's face as soon as that homer was hit. It was great. But after the game, Donaldson was interviewed, and he was asked, what was the pitch that you got? And he said it was a cutter, or at least he thought it was a cutter. So here's my question to you. I'm trying to get better when I'm watching the game at identifying pitches. And for the life of me, I cannot identify a cutter. I've even gone onto YouTube to try to see. I still can't figure it out. How do I identify a cutter?
All right. It's a fastball for a right-handed pitcher that you're just going to change your grip a little bit, and it doesn't move as much as a natural slider, but it does have more of a, I guess, if you can recognize a slider, it's something that's not going to move as much as a slider, and it's going to be a faster pitch, but just that little bit of movement of a cutter, if you got a really good one, guys don't square that up. They hit them off the end of the bat. They don't really hit it on the good part of the barrel. Or you have one that moves a little and guys swing right over the top of it. So it's like a faster slider that doesn't move as much. And then you can have someone like Sergio Romo. He throws more like a slurve. That's like half slider, half curve. It's like a frisbee. And then as a right-hander or a left-hander, you got the over-the-top curveball that you saw with a guy like Barry Zito, or you see with certain right-handers, or Clayton Kershaw has one that's over the top. But a cut fastball is still a fastball, and you've just moved your grip a little bit to give it just a little more spin to the left when you're trying to come in on left-handed hitters or trying to go a little bit away from right-handed hitters.
Does it curve really late?
Yes.
Or is it like a sharp?
No, it's late breaking. Because remember, you're still throwing it with a lot of velocity.
So does it almost not look like a curveball?
No, it does not look like a curveball at all. It looks like a fastball to hitters because it is still a fastball. You're throwing a fastball. Yeah. You're just changing the grip a little bit.
Okay. Well, how did you do as a pitcher in college?
There's a reason why I'm in radio.
But did you have fun?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I always say this. I was good enough to get my education paid for. My parents never had to spend a dime on my college education. So I'm always going to be proud of that. Thank you for the phone call. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. Your phone calls coming up next. And if you're listening to a radio station and they're leaving us, go to athletics.com/A'sCast or download the iHeartRadio app. A's with the loss in Houston, 4-3. We talk about it next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
No matter what's ahead, you count on family. And Northern California families count on Honda. Fuel efficient with high-tech safety features like Honda Sensing and Apple CarPlay. Plus legendary dependability you can pass down from one generation to the next. Right now, get an exceptional deal on a new Accord at your Northern California Honda dealer or NorCalHondaDealers.com. Around here, people count on two things, family and Honda. Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
A's fans, New Era Cap is proud to be the official cap of your Oakland Athletics. Next time you visit the Coliseum, be sure to drop by the New Era Cap stand to pick up your A's New Era Authentic Collection cap. Remember, you can always visit us at neweracap.com to shop our latest selection, including our limited edition and exclusive drops. New Era Cap, the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball.
With round-the-clock protection at a great price, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this unenthusiastic hype man.
Okay, everybody, let's make some noise. Put your hands up. Or not. It's your call. Here we go now. Here we go.
Switch to Progressive today.
It is electric in here.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Swings and drives one. Dead center. Back is Kane. To the track. At the wall. Jumps. It is gone. Matt Olson turns around Josh Hader and walks off the Brewers in game one of a three-game series.
You're listening to A's Cast.
The 0-1 pitch on the way is swung on and drilled to left, way back. Yastrzemski will turn and watch, and the A's have tied it up on a ninth-inning grand slam by Stephen Piscotty.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. Let's go to Nancy in Sacramento. Welcome, Nancy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I told you I'd call you back.
Well, it's great to hear from you again.
Yeah, hey, I love your show. I love your honesty. It's just great listening to you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
But it's a tough time right now for A's fans. I want to talk about hitting because, you know, I've heard you say a bunch of times that that's just the way the game is today. And you look at the averages and that's just the way they are. But I'm looking at my other team. I told you Minnesota, my other team's averages. They're 15 games below 500. They got 292, 248, 262, 304. Of course, that's Cruz. 265, 262. And I've asked myself a lot, and I've wanted to ask you, but I think you've sort of addressed it, even though I haven't asked you. But why the A's never seem to have those, you know, really high average hitters over the past many years? You know, like 270 would be a really good A's hitter. And I know it's their approach and money ball and walks and all that, but I just think that, you know, like when they look at who they want to bring up, they go for, they prioritize pop, you know, so they bring up the Seth Browns of the organization because, you know, they might hit that solo home run. They might hit that three-run homer, but not very often. So I really think that there's just something about the organization's priorities that is saddling us with these even lower than other teams' batting averages. You have any thoughts on that?
Oh, I think you make a good point. You know, what priorities do you put on your offense? And, you know, they try and build for what they can afford, and they believe if they can get guys that have good eyes and they take pitches and they hit home runs, that they can win that way, and they have won that way. You know, that's why they've won all these games the last couple of years. But when you get up against a good pitching staff that pounds the strike zone, and when you get up against a good team that's got a really good lineup, you know, sometimes you get overmatched.
But here's the other thing. So you say they, and yeah, people say, well, they get, you know, they don't have a big pay, the biggest payroll, so they get what they can afford. But I heard you yesterday, maybe it was, saying you don't make the big bucks for learning how to sacrifice bunt. You don't make the big bucks for going the opposite field and slapping singles. So that by that logic, the A's should be able to afford a lot of those players, you know, that don't make the big bucks, that know how to bunt and slap the opposite field. So
yeah, well, they have their theories, and they don't want to give away outs. So I understand how everybody feels about hit and runs and bunts and all that kind of stuff, and actually you saw some today. But for the most part, the modern-day player, and I don't blame them, because if you hit home runs, you can collect a pretty nice payday. So, I mean, what are you trying to do? You're trying to win a game and keep people happy with a bunt, or do you want to make millions of dollars and hit home runs?
Yeah, but I, again, going back to the priorities of the organization, you know, they have some people in their organization, and I'll bring up Barrera again, and I don't know, he's not having maybe the best year, but, you know, they don't give him the chance because maybe he doesn't have power and he's a double hitter. I just wish they would change their priorities and bring us some more people who make contact. And I agree with you. You're always talking about calling for contact, and that's what I'd like to see.
I'm a dinosaur talking about contact.
Yeah, well, I'm a dinosaur talking about batting average because I do think it matters. And then on, I mean, I know it's only early July, but I'm beginning to wonder about the trading deadline. People are proposing all these ridiculous trades, like people are going to give us top value for Puck or something like that. I think our minor league system is thin enough. I'm beginning to wonder, you know, I'm beginning to fear that they're going to give away too much for what remains of their chances to make more than a one game playoff, which will probably be against Houston. So I'm wondering if
the one game won't be against Houston. Houston will end up winning the division, but the A's don't have a ton in their minor league system when you talk about top prospects. So if they're going to give people away who give them the chance to win now, I am all for that. Hey, I got these other calls. Thank you for calling.
Okay, take care.
Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Robert in Portland. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Tony. I know that this is a rough stretch, but July was not going to be an easy schedule. I had them going 10-14. I still think that might be what they wind up with by the end of this month. I think August is going to be one of those dog day months. They might finish one or two games above 500. I just want everybody to realize it'll come down to September. And like you always say, the hottest teams at the end usually prevail in the playoffs. So I'm banking on, no matter what happens on the 20th, I think Fisher wins either way. If they don't vote for the stadium, he'll know where he's going pretty much. I think Vegas. And I think he'll be in the chips either way. And I think they're really going to go for it. I know you just said a minute ago to that nice lady that, you know, they got to, you know, shoot for it all. And that means you might give up Soderstrom. I mean, I'm just, you're going to have to give up something to get Cruz or get Rogers or get some of these other guys that are very, very scarce that will be available that can actually, you know, because Piscotty looks like his wrist is just a mess. And you said that long ago in April, that his wrist was going to be a tough thing to overcome. And I think you're right now that I realize the guy just isn't the same. And he used to hit grand slams, remember? I mean, he's got the guy. I love the guy. And he also is a good defensive player. But I just don't think he's going to come on in his second half. And Lariano is the guy really goes all out, and he's such an exciting player, but he's really struggling at the plate since he got hurt. I mean, since he's come back, it's just tough. If those two guys alone were picking it up, we would have won some of these games, like the coach said. But these guys are all struggling, and the starting pitching's not that bad. Manaea certainly gave up four runs, but, you know, if they even scored as many as they did last night, they could have won this game. And, of course, Bassett, you know, had his most disappointing outing. And you could tell the guy was just beating himself up last night when he was being interviewed. And you just there's a lot of pressure on these starters. If they don't pitch really, really well, they don't win.
Yeah, the margin for error right now, and the thing for Manaea, he only gave up three earned runs. So, you know, but the margin of error, it's not great, and it's going to be tough. And, yes, if you look at Cap, you look at Irvin, you look at Manaea, you look at Bassett, I mean, those four guys have really given you a lot of good outings. So the starting pitching, I believe, still leads the league in innings pitched. So it's not the starters who are letting you down. I mean, right? You know, I can't tell you how many times I go through the batting averages, and I do it every night, it seems like. And, I mean, it'd be one thing if they're just pounding home run after home run after home run, and it's three-run shot, two-run shot. But it's a lot – when they do hit them, it's a lot of solos. And as they always say, if you're going to give up a home run – the one you want to give up is just the solo. Hey, thanks very much, Robert. Let's go to Mike in Fresno. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, County. I appreciate you taking my call again. I called last night. Hey, a couple of your callers brought up 2012, and I just want to share this with you. That was a real special, important year for me because I was in cancer treatment for stage 4 lymphoma. I was in the middle of a separation, so I was living on my own. On all these steroids and all the junk that chemo goes with it. And, man, I tell you what, that team kept me up every night watching games and watched the replay the next day. Baseball was a big part of our culture, about our life, you know. So that's why everybody's so passionate about the A's and their lack of success. But that's what made that 2012 team so special is they had characters in the dugout. They had their slumps that season, you know, and they put it on at the end. But they had character. They had characters and leaders on the team. And I don't see that with the A's. Maybe it's because they're young and they haven't been through the big fight. I just don't see us digging out of this anytime soon. You know, Ole, Chapman are fantastic. But outside of that, as you said, nobody's hitting for a decent average. We can't score runs if people don't hit. I don't know what to say. But 2012 is super special for me. Still is, me and my son. And just want to share that with you. I appreciate it, you know. Hopefully we can turn it around, but I'm not optimistic about it right now.
Yeah, I hope they turn it around real quick. I compare the 2012 A's to the We Believe Warriors.
Absolutely.
So when you think about the We Believe Warriors, this is a team that didn't win a championship. This is a team that won one round. But we celebrate the We Believe Warriors like they were a championship team. And kind of, you know, the same way, like the 2012 A's will always be so fond because the memories were so great. The way they came all the
and
way
they had
back.
Character. They had character. They had character. They had leadership.
But you know what, though? The thing about that team, though, is the team that started the year in Japan was not the team in the playoffs. They really remade that team on the fly.
Yes, they did.
So it's different than what this core is doing, because you didn't have your first, you know, you didn't have Brandon McCarthy and Bartolo Colon by the end of the year. You had like a whole different rotation. You had a different shortstop. You had different position players, a different first baseman. That was a crazy year. But hey, thanks for the phone call, Mike. Let's go to Isaiah in Fremont. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Johnny, thanks for taking my call, man. Tough loss tonight. You know, I think what the A's need to do for the trade deadline is I think they need to get a guy like Tommy La Stella from last year that is a guy that can put the ball in play. I really think that that's what's missing from this team. You know, a guy that is not a strikeout or homer type of a hitter, but a guy that can, you know, put the ball in play. And we saw how, you know, Tommy La Stella affected our lineup last year, where I felt like the A's before he got here, they were home run or strike out. And then when he came in, you saw a lot more emphasis on putting the ball in play. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I would love to have a real contact guy that hits for a high average. I'd love that. Those guys help out lineups like this, because there's times where all you need is a base hit. All you needed in three different innings today was a base hit. Runners on. What happens? Tony Kemp, who actually has been pretty good lately, but he strikes out looking. You know, you strike out again, Piscotty in the sixth. You know, the way these innings, you know, you can't. What are you going to do? Striking out, if you don't put the ball in play, nothing can happen. You put the ball in play, things can happen. They can make a mistake. They can make an error that can lead to a ton of runs. But striking out as much as they do in key situations, that doesn't help your offense. I mean, look at these guys. All you got to do is just go compare the Astros to just about everybody else. There's a reason why they've scored 80 runs against the A's. There's a reason why they've scored the most runs in baseball by a lot. And it's not because they're just playing for the three-run home run. These guys get up there to do damage at bat after at bat after at bat. This is the toughest lineup to face in baseball because they can do it all, right? They can hit for that average. They can hit for home runs. They can drive it into the gaps. They've got athleticism. They can run. They can do it all. That's why they've been one of the best teams in baseball for years now. And it's very obvious where the A's are versus the Houston Astros. The numbers just don't lie. Coming up next, we'll hear from Bob Melvin right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and freedom rail bike tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at battleaxeandtracks.com. That's Battle Axe and Tracks.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $20 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Bay Area locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner, when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
All righty, for tomorrow, we are efforting Matt Olson, the All-Star. I can't promise anything right now, but hopefully we will have him tomorrow, get him up on A's Cast, and then have it for the A's Total Access Show. So be prepared for that. Here is Bob Melvin with the media.
We'll get started with Jess Kleinschmidt.
Hey, Bob. Just because you got back in from dealing with him, how's Chad Pinder doing and what happened?
Right hamstring. I guess it's going to be a while. He's had hamstrings before. And I can't imagine he's going to be ready to play for a bit.
So this would be like a recurring type of a situation?
Well, he's had hamstring, he's had right in before. And typically, the way it looked, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but the way it looked, these things tend to be a while.
Shifting gears, what were your thoughts on Sean Manaea's performance tonight?
Threw great. Gave up 3 hits, flipped 4 hits. We just don't have a lot of margin for error right now. You know, we're not situationally hitting real well at this point, getting some runners in with third less than 2 outs, and then it seems like the next inning we end up giving up a run. So we're not getting the big innings right now. We end up losing some games because of it.
Matt Kawahara.
Hi, Bob. You touched on it a little bit there, but last night you mentioned that things seemed to change with not being able to score in the inning where you had guys on and nobody out. It's a similar situation tonight. And is there anything that can be done in those at-bats to change it?
Look, they're continuing to work. We're going through a bad streak right now where it seems like everything that goes wrong, everything that can go wrong is at this point. You know, we come back and we look like we're in pretty good shape and we don't score a run. And next thing, it turns on us in a hurry. So, you know, we just got to continue to grind. And you know, earlier in the season, these type of games, we were winning most of them and doing the little things right. Right now, we're not.
We'll go to Manolo next.
Well, that's the situation of the Laureano out at home is kind of what you were just talking about, that things not going right because he needed a perfect throw. And
right.
He just...
Right. That's what's going on. That's what's happening right now. We've been aggressive all year, coming around third or trying to score guys from third. Right now, we're just getting a lot of good throws made on us and we're getting some guys thrown out. So that was the case again tonight.
Back to Matt.
With the plays at the plate, have you agreed generally with the sends in those situations?
Yeah, look, we offensively, we haven't been great recently. We're trying to score some runs. I mean, this is a difficult park sometimes to get a gauge on because left field's so short, but we're trying to push some runs across and, you know, on the other side of it, defense is making some good throws on us right now.
Did you consider at all just asking for them to look at whether there was a block of the plate there?
I did. And our replay said no, that the throw came in and then the throw came to one side and it took him towards where he ended up, which was right in the middle of the plate. And I went back and looked at it later, and that was the case.
And was Laureano okay after that? It looked like he got up a little slowly.
Just jammed his ankle a little bit. I think he's okay.
We'll finish up with Manolo.
Could you talk a little bit about the Romo, another inning and a third, especially out by Brantley, who's a very dangerous left-hander?
Yeah, I mean, he's been fantastic for us. We're using him in a lot of, you know, close games and leverage situations now. And even, you know, he's getting some lefties out. Earlier in the year, we were targeting more for righties. He's getting everybody out now. So he's been really good for us.
Yeah, you hear it. You hear it in his voice. You hear it from his words. They're grinding right now. And they're just trying to get any way they can score runs. They're not hitting. And that's what's tough about being a starting pitcher. You feel like you really don't have that much margin for error. Sean Manaea, six. Did he go six and a third?
Grindy.
Oh, he's grindy. He's grindy. He went six and two-thirds is what he went. Struck out six, didn't walk anybody, but he did take the loss. Here he is after the game with the media.
Let's get started with Manolo.
Sean, in those first six innings, I think you have pitched some of the most dominant innings all season. I think you had five of those six innings, 1, 2, 3. What was working so well for you in those innings?
Just, you know, looking at my fastball and looking off of that. Really just, you know, trust my changeup and slider. And, just, you know, pitching with aggression.
You have been very dominant of Jose Altuve in the past. I know you were trying to get back in the count, and you made a very good pitch before that. I think it was a changeup. In that kind of situation, it's just a bad location of the pitch. What do you think about that home run he hit off you?
Yeah, I mean, that situation, you know, definitely fastball, you know, wasn't the right pitch. But, yeah, I mean, the pitch before was a changeup, and he just took it. So, I think I got to, you know, just be able to read the situation a little bit better. And but even at the end of the day, you know, I haven't looked at it, but you know, I'm sure it was middle. So, you know, even if it was was the wrong pitch, it could have been a lot better location. So, you know, it's just on me being able to focus on that situation.
Matt Kawahara.
Hey, Sean. Bob was just talking about just sort of the way that some of the big innings really haven't materialized for you guys on the offensive side. Recently, can that take a toll just kind of on the team if that kind of happens repeatedly where those things sort of add up mentally?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you allow it, I know, you know, these boys, I know, you know, this team, you know, we might be going through a little rough patch right now, but yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're just going to keep running it out I know things will turn around.
Allison Twitter.
Hey, Sean, I know that scoring runs has been even more difficult just coincidentally when you've been pitching, but when you saw some of these opportunities come up in the sixth and seventh, did you think, okay, this is going to finally be a breakthrough?
No, I don't think I, you know, really think like that. I think it's just more, there's opportunities, and you know, those are opportunities, but you know, they come and go. So it's it is what it is.
We'll go back to Matt.
These guys have played you pretty tough just over the course of the season so far, the first half. Does it make it at all more frustrating just the way the first two games have gone here, just to know that you guys maybe had those chances to at least get one of them?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you play these guys, you got to be able to, you know, play really good ball. You know, overall, they're a very, very good team. So, yeah, I mean, it is, you know, there's, I don't know, it's hard being able to, know. I just know that, you know, really good team. And
well, got to go get them tomorrow. Lance McCullers Jr. up against Frankie Montas. Boy, does Frankie really need to bring that fastball tomorrow and establish that fastball early. That's just the bottom line. Oh, no, Robert. I did the update on my computer. I got to find, hold on, my radio features because I don't have the updated one. Let me see if I can stall here. Now it's time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Like I said a little bit earlier, I think we're going to get Matt Olson in the morning. So you're going to hear from the All-Star on A's Total Access. Cross your fingers. And that is going to be at 10:10 in the morning. God, I'm back in like 12 hours. Is that what that is? Robert Costa? About grindy. 12 hours? Yeah, grindy. Speaking of grindy, I'll be back in 12 hours. Yay! We're going to have memories with Voos, which has just been fabulous, with Vince. And once again, hopefully Matt Olson. But it'll be 10:10, A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Then first pitch from Houston at 11:10. And can you continue to enjoy A's Cast? Go to athletics.com/A's Cast or download the iHeartRadio app. A's with the loss to the Astros 4-3. We'll see you all tomorrow, nice and early, at 10:10 a.m.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Remember your kid's first bike ride? You were filled with pride and terror. Now she's 16 on her first solo drive, but this time, in a Honda Civic, packed with Honda Sensing safety features and Apple CarPlay so she can check in. Just like we agreed, right, young lady? Right now, get a great deal on a new Civic at your Northern California Honda dealer or NorCalHondaDealers.com. Honda is family. Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when you get together with a friend and she says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
But even though I'm happy dancing inside, I just play it cool and say, "Thanks, they're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? Because whether I'm hanging with friends or working out, nothing beats the fit, comfort, and versatility of Skechers Go Walk Wear. They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold, including a double compression waistband. What's that mean? It gives me curves in all the right places and minimizes the spots where I want a little help. And the versatility is incredible. Go Walk Wear pants have four pockets, two back and two side. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes, so everyone can look great in these pants. Easy care, easy wear, and made to fit every body. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Brantley going back at the track, right to the wall. He'll turn and watch it fly. And the A's take a 1-0 lead.
On the run back is Cannon to the wall. Jumps at the wall. He's got it. A Joe Rudy type catch against the wall.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast on your device for access to exclusive A's content, including pre and post game for every game.
Laureano going back at the track, right to the wall. He's there, and he makes a phenomenal catch.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of Oakland A's Baseball.